As divisive as the Middle East situation has become, the violence has caused at least some adversaries to put aside their differences. The American Jewish community has long been split over how or whether Israel should make peace with the Palestinians. But now, many U.S. Jews find themselves rallying behind Israel during what they consider a moment of crisis for the Jewish state. In the first of two stories about how Jews and Palestinians in the United States have reacted to events in the Middle East, NPR's Andy Bowers reports from Los Angeles.
You can feel the new mood all over Los Angeles, home to the country's second-largest Jewish population. It was there last Friday night as the Wilshire Boulevard Reform Temple held an Israel Solidarity Shabbat. Rabbi Stephen Leder says, like much of his congregation, he's a longtime supporter of Middle East peace efforts. But suddenly, he says, something has changed.
I have found myself giving more hawkish sermons than I have ever given before in my life. And I almost can't believe it's me doing the talking. It's hard to believe, and yet I feel that Israel has been put in a very difficult corner.
You can also feel the new mood among younger Jews, people like Maor Shafin, a junior at LA's University of Judaism and a Hebrew school teacher.
I'm a teacher for young students, fourth graders, who ask me, is the Holocaust going to happen again? And I tell them that the Jewish community has to bind together and to do everything in their power to make sure that nothing happens again.
And you can feel it among Jewish community leaders, people like Rabbi Gary Greenebaum, Western head of the American Jewish Committee. He was born after World War II and says he never thought people in his generation would understand how their parents and grandparents felt.
We've never really had the experience of fearing for the survival of the Jewish people, and certainly of the Israeli Jews. And this is something that over the last few months, I truly go to sleep worrying about it, and I wake up in the morning worrying about it. It's like a cloud hanging over our heads.
For many Americans, the current Middle East situation may look simply like another escalation in an old feud. But a lot of U.S. Jews say there's more to it than that.
It's what I feel personally. It's also certainly what I pick up as a reporter.
Samuel Friedman is a professor at Columbia University's School of Journalism and author of Jew vs. Jew, The Struggle for the Soul of American Jewry. He says part of the U.S. Jewish community has long been suspicious of peace talks, but he's seen the biggest change among what he calls the silent majority of American Jews.
That middle ground that had been in favor of the land for peace principle and the Oslo process has now decided that whether they have qualms about Sharon's ultimate policies or whether they outright oppose them, that more importantly, it's a time to gather together in solidarity because this feels now like existential war.
For some, this changed outlook began in the summer of 2000 when Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat and then Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak failed to make peace at Camp David. Former President Clinton announced the breakdown of talks.
Now the two parties must go home and reflect both on what happened at Camp David and on what did not happen.
In the opinion of Gary Greenebaum of the American Jewish Committee, that moment changed the way he and many others viewed Yasser Arafat.
Most American Jews believe that he had at least 95% of what he wanted handed to him, and perhaps more was negotiable even than that, and that he didn't take it. And so it's dawned on people over time somewhat that he really may not be a man of peace.
Of course, September 11th also brought terrorism home to American Jews. But more than anything, it's the recent rash of Palestinian suicide bombings in Israel that have hardened some attitudes. Rabbi Stephen Leder.
Although the scale is somewhat different, just imagine 20, 30, 40 World Trade Center episodes and what that would do to the psyche of the American people. Well, that's what the Israelis are dealing with.
It was one bombing in particular that seems to have shaken many in this country, the one in March that killed 28 at a Passover meal or Seder in the Israeli town of Netanya. Author Samuel Friedman.
American Jews who are largely not observant, nonetheless, almost 90% still attend a Seder every year. So a suicide bombing at a Seder hit American Jews right where they lived. It put every one of them vicariously in that room. It made them all feel vulnerable.
Many U.S. Jews also cite what they see as disturbing events outside the Middle East, like recent anti-Semitic crimes in Europe and the second-place finish of right-wing extremist Jean-Marie Le Pen in France's presidential race. And then there's the topic that comes up constantly in conversations and emails among American Jews, media bias.
It's gotten to the point where you run into someone else from the Jewish community, it almost always starts on the latest coverage of the LA Times of what's been going on, or CNN, or NPR.
Rabbi Gary Greenebaum says those three organizations often raise the ire of Jews in Los Angeles. He acknowledges that pictures of rock-throwing Palestinians facing Israeli tanks and helicopters may look like David versus Goliath, but he feels the media do a disservice by portraying it that way.
The reporters really can only seem to see the Palestinian side. And they also tend to see Israel in a way that most American Jews and most Israelis don't, which is that Israel is a well-established state that isn't going anywhere.
In other words, he argues media coverage doesn't portray Israel as locked in a constant struggle for its very survival, which many Jews feel it is. This circling of the wagons, as it's being called, has produced large turnouts at pro-Israel rallies like this one last month in Washington. And many of the demonstrators are young people. But University of Judaism senior Michael Solonius, who describes himself as right of center, says he's not sure how deep the current support for Israel really runs.
In the case of the Six-Day War, Jews were volunteering for the Israeli army. I'm not sure how many people are volunteering presently, but my guess is it's probably not high. And I think that there's a lot of frothy emotional appeal presently. But as far as real conviction, I'm not so sure.
And on the left, there are still plenty of American Jews who reject a military solution to the crisis. Len Troutman is co-founder of a 10-year-old group in Northern California called the Jewish-Palestinian Living Room Dialogue. Now more than ever, Troutman believes what's needed is a reaching out between the two sides.
People believe it's too idealistic, you are naive. But what we find is what is idealistic is actually what's working in real life. And that is to come together and listen with compassion to the other's story.
As for how long this new solidarity among U.S. Jews will last, Dr. Robert Wexler, president of the University of Judaism, compares the current mood with a bickering family that comes together around a sick relative.
But one of the things you learn as a rabbi, when someone has successfully recovered from a life-threatening illness, and they tell you, Rabbi, I've gone through this. I'm going to change my life. Everything is going to be different. And you just sort of smile because most people just want to get back to their normal routine.
And the routine for American Jews has long been healthy, even angry debate over how best to bring peace to the Holy Land. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.